أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين، سيدنا ومولانا أبي القاسم محمد، وعلى آله الطيبين الطاهرين المعصومين. One of the blessings of being a follower and lover of Ahlul Bayt is our access to a lot of knowledge, to a lot of learning, through various means, through the venues of speeches in Ramadan, in Muharram, and in so many places. We constantly are learning through listening to the teachings of Islam and to the teachings of Ahlul Bayt through the different occasions that we have throughout the year. And as we are learning and as we are trying to grow, one of the issues that we face, every believer faces in his growth, is to see how much he has grown. How do I gauge my growth, my development throughout these years of my learning, of my practicing? How well am I able to progress? What is my progress? These are questions that come in the mind of every believer to see if he's headed in the right direction and to see how far he has come along. So how do we gauge this? Is there something that Islam has given, a gauge that Islam has given by which we are able to see our growth, our progress in the path of this deen and our journey towards our Creator? So one gauge that I want to speak about today, or want to tell you about today, that we see Allah speaks about in the Quran and that Ahlul Bayt have mentioned to us, of knowing our growth and our progress in our Islamic journey, one of the ways to find out and to evaluate our progress is to examine our attachment and our connection and our affection and our concern towards the oppressed and the downtrodden in the world. Those who are madhloom, those who are oppressed, those who are downtrodden in the world, how much concern do we have of them? Has that concern and has that care increased or decreased, or has it stayed stagnant? This is a gauge of knowing whether our faith has become better or weaker, whether our religion and deen has become stronger or weaker. This is the way of knowing it. In Surah Nisa, ayat number 75, Allah mentions, speaking to the believer and asking them this question, وَمَا لَكُمْ لَا تُقَاتِلُونَ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ وَالْمُسْتَضْعَفِينَ مِنَ الرِّجَالِ وَالنِّسَاءِ وَالْوِلْدَانِ. He says, and what reason do you have that you don't fight in the way of Allah, and that you don't fight in the way of those who are deemed weak in the land, amongst the men, women, and children? So if we want to see whether the teachings of Ahlul Bayt have affected us and have made us better and our faith has increased, then it must be known, or it must be seen through the increase of our affection and our concern about those who are madhloom and those who are oppressed in the land. If we are concerned about those who are oppressed in the land, it means that we have grown, that we have progressed. And this is where it comes in. How much do we care about what's going on? How much do we care about the people who are being deemed weak in the land? The believers who are being forced out of their homes, or who are being persecuted in their own lands or in other places, or being made refugees to go around the world? These are things that we need to see and we need to look at and see how much are we concerned about them, or are we concerned only about ourselves. This is how faith grows. This is one of the ways of gauging the progress of our faith. May Allah help us all, and may Allah help us to grow in our faith, and may Allah make us concerned and make our hearts realize the oppression that's happening in the world, and help us to be on the side of those who are oppressed. Thank you. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.